Ars Poetica with perfect improbable soundtrack. Place a knot inside a sphere, my student says. Rest your eyes on each point so as to see the knot every which way. From here, you can see her two lips tangle as she reads to me about eversion and meditation, about having a thought, about, say, knots. She labels the thought, I suck at math. And look, here's blind Monsieur Morin, the first to turn a sphere inside out without cutting or tearing. When asked how he did so, without writing pages of computation, answered, by feeling the weight of the thing, by pondering it. Buy a sock, she says, cut off the toe, stitch it end to end, and now she has lost me. I can't take my eyes off my ears. Pinching every burnished loop, I name the new thought tease, comb out the undercoat. My brindle pup no more than glances at her kibble until the big one eyes it, whereupon the bowl becomes her side-eye, mountain muzzle, wrinkle, flare. She labels with a snarl the thought, don't even think about it. But he can't not keep on watching without looking, as I rewatch, again, frame by frame, what the chef's naked face does when Guy Fieri chomps down hard, how she shies from seeing what she wants most, how fat carries love the back way. When Guy gnaws the flaky twist into which she has folded her every ounce, you are someone else, I sing with Johnny. I am still right here, the insistent petal asks. If reading is not eating, then what is this, this chewing and savor? This chewing, this chewing and savor, this swab before swallow, when what the eater mouths is still the maker's to claim. How in that seeping moment his eye seeks hers, he wiping, he keen to praise, she averts just in time, dropping her gaze to the plate, its swoosh of ground seed, umber residue of what she has held in her own restless mouth. I want to sing, and you could have it all. I want to sing with her, my empire of dirt, as we hand in hand crossfade to the next backstage tasting kitchen.